The city of Gallup, New Mexico, is under lockdown until Thursday by order of that state's governor. The emergency order was issued last week to slow down the spread of the coronavirus, and the lockdown is in effect from 5 p.m. until 8 a.m. Gallup has the third highest infection rate of any city in the nation. The Navajo Nation, which borders Gallup, has issued multiple lockdowns to contain the spread of coronavirus on the reservation. To understand what people who live and work in Gallup are experiencing, I spoke earlier with Paula So. She's a Gallup resident who used to live in Window Rock on the Navajo Nation. I began by asking for her reaction to the lockdown.
Well, with everything that's going on, I think it's a good thing. We've been climbing with the cases a lot. And to keep people safe and, save lives, we needed this. And it's really scary.
It's got to be very quiet, I would guess. Are you thinking to yourself,
yes, we
need this because of the health problems, which is sure, but does it also at the same time feel strange?
Yes, it does. There's not very many people coming and going, and the streets are pretty dead compared to what it normally is, because Gallup is usually flowing with traffic every single day. Even before we went on lockdown, it was like normal business days to everybody.
But does it feel like people didn't take it seriously enough?
Yeah, nobody did. People are walking around without their mask when they were told to wear a mask to go into certain places. I know a lot of people would get upset. A lot of people don't keep social distancing. They'll stand right behind you. And they don't have a mask on. And, as a cashier or someone who's working in the essential places, try to tell them, stand back, you got to stay 6 feet apart. They get upset.
And why do you think people didn't take it seriously enough? And why do you think people are getting upset at trying to follow these rules?
For myself, I've heard a lot of stories where people say, well, we've been through worse cases than this. We survived, all sorts of different things, different diseases, and we can get through this one too. But they don't understand that this virus is contagious. And for them getting upset, I think people are so used to doing things their own way. That's how I feel. People don't want to be told what to do.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Why did you take it seriously when many other people weren't? What was there about it that made you stand up and really take notice?
At first I was okay because it wasn't such a big deal, and then I started to see the numbers increase. And we're a small town. We're not a huge city like Albuquerque, but we're a small town. And with it growing in the hundreds, it scared me because I have my family. I don't want to take this virus back home, and just hearing the stories from people who survived this, telling us, telling their stories about how difficult it was for them to get through it, and to see, and just looking at my daughters, my kids, and thinking, what if they get it? I can't be there. And for them to suffer on their own, I don't think I could live with myself if I took that home.
Yeah. Are people hearing what you're saying? Have you been able to influence anyone?
I don't know. I've talked, I'm not a big person who's popular or anything, but, I talk to people that I love. I know, my sister, she lives in Albuquerque. I talk to her every evening. She wants to come and see us, and I tell her no. My parents, they stay home. Only my brother comes to town because he works. He gets things that are needed, and I try to talk to my family. They hear me. I don't know if I'm making a difference for everyone else,
Well, one of the things we've talked a lot about is the idea that, yes, this is, disruptive, but if we work through it and are patient, then maybe it ends up being just a couple of months or something. But when people don't follow the rules, that it could extend for much longer. And as you said, could make a lot more people sick. Is that even a message that's starting to get across now that there's been the lockdown?
I'm hoping. People are still trying to come into Gallup after the lockdown was supposed to be released, but they extended it to Thursday.
Can you tell me what you hope comes out of all this? Do you hope that people recognize the seriousness and maybe take care of each other more? Or can you just describe what you would like to see?
Yes, I would like to see that people do take this virus seriously, because I haven't gone through it, but I've had a friend who did die from it. Was tough. And just to, you know that to protect our heritage and to protect everyone else out there, especially our next generation, our kids, that they understand that this is a serious thing and there's no going back on it.
That's Paula So. She lives in Gallup, New Mexico, and has been telling us about living with the lockdown amid COVID-19. Paula, please take care of yourself, and thank you for all you're doing there.
Thank you.